Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hey guys, it's me, Tess, from Some Say I'm Gifted. Are we ready? I'm here with the two amazing hostesses, Cakes.
No sweet tricks.
Danielle and Morgan.
Hello everyone, I'm Danielle.
Hey guys, I'm Morgan.
And if you hear extra footsteps, those are my sweet baby's feet.
Hello, sweet baby.
Hey, just so y'all know, there's some cookies over there and donuts.
Not for you guys.
Sorry. I mean, yeah, they're here. If y'all want to come get some. Anyways, we've got a pretty deep topic today, and we're pretty excited about it. I mean, it's going to sound weird to say we're excited, but I think it's a wonderful topic that is not talked about enough, because it's not necessarily a pleasant topic. Yeah. Wouldn't you say, guys?
It's very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yes. So, the topic is suicide. And it sucks. And it happens. It's a part of life. So we, Morgan, I'm going to let you pose the question and just let me, and we'll,
yeah,
you know.
So my initial question that prompted this is, do you go to hell if you commit suicide? Mm-hmm. What do we believe on that or think about that? I have my own opinions. I think we might all have a little bit of an opinion. Mm-hmm. I also want to talk about how you approach somebody who may be dealing with suicidal thoughts.
Oh, double whammy. She threw that double header in there.
Ooh, right, I should have to do longer episodes. I thought you could handle it.
Ooh.
She said, here's the ball.
You're not the first person to think I could handle two of something. Okay.
Oh, no.
Danielle, what are your, not the bib, I know we've got the Bible out and we're going to read a little bit of that, but like, what does your gut tell you? Because I want to get y'all's opinion and I want to tell you what I feel, what I've been taught biblically, all that stuff.
I have never felt like if you commit suicide, you're going straight to hell.
Really?
I've never felt that way. No.
But you grew up Catholic, so it's a little bit different.
It is different. Yeah. And I have never, thank God, known anyone personally who committed suicide. I have known a few people who have been suicidal. The God that I have come to know and love, I feel like, is not a God who would automatically send someone to hell for feeling like their life wasn't worth living. And those are my personal thoughts on it. I have never really looked up scripture to back that up. That's just always been like my personal...
What'd you say? The God, the what?
The God that I've come to know and love is not a God that would send someone straight to hell for living a life that they felt they weren't worthy of living anymore. That's just my personal opinion. That's my hot take. I don't know. I would love to know how y'all feel about it. So that's me.
I want to hear what you have to say, Morgan.
Yes. I grew up with my, not my core family, but the outside family being very black and white. So,
like religiously?
Religiously very black and white. Okay. Yes. So my dad's side of the family very much thought that if you committed a sin, you're going to hell. So the last thing you do when you're committing suicide is a sin, so you're going straight to hell. That is what my family thought, not what my mom thought. My mom had different thoughts. She has her own. I don't know. But I agree with you that he is a compassionate, loving God, and that if you have God in your heart, you've got God in your heart. You've been accepted into, your name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You've done all of that. I think you're going good places.
Mm. What, I want to hear what, the only thing you saw read was in Exodus.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not murder. Yep. Which is one of the top 10, the big 10 commandments. Yep. And you, I guess, I'm assuming you were reading like a Reddit.
Yeah, it was, more of other people's thoughts of what they were saying.
Oh, it, unaliving yourself is, unaliving yourself is murder, right?
Yes.
So I have some questions and I want you guys to be really honest. Have either of you ever been diagnosed ADD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, hormone imbalance, any of those things?
Yes.
Yeah. You, or you know somebody that has.
Yes.
Do you think they're going to go to hell for having those?
No.
Because if somebody is sick enough, mentally, and I don't mean this in a bad way, but they're sick enough with depression, sick enough with anxiety, sick enough with being tortured, bullied, whatever, hormone imbalance, that they the best way to get out of that is death, then that's not healthy.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, every person that's ever had any kind of mental illness or situational anxiety, seasonal depression, postpartum, perimenopause depression, PTSD, any of those, they're all going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a mental illness at that point.
Yeah.
It, along with all these other things, even being on the spectrum is considered mental illness. Now, mental disability is the same thing. Okay?
So you're saying suicide is a symptom of mental depression?
Yes. Mm. That's all it is.
Mm.
Does that mean they love God? It's their choice if they love God. I mean, it's their choice if they don't love God. That's irrelevant whether or not they're saved.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, mind you, when I was a child growing up, I was told over and over, and it's going to sound messed up, but I have a very dark sense of humor, so just hang in there. I was told at a very young age that if you killed yourself immediately, you don't even get to see the gates of heaven, you go to hell. I mean, that's pretty extreme, and nowhere in God's word does it say that, okay? If that was the case, and they're like, well, it's because your body's the temple of Christ, and you don't want to mess up the temple, then don't eat McDonald's, don't smoke cigarettes, don't drink alcohol, I want you to eat clean and vegan and bleh, you know what I mean? Like, don't play that game. Don't lay out in the sun. Don't, keep in tip-top shape, forget about eating a donut. You know what I mean? So don't tell me that crap, okay? So I was told this. So when I was 20 years old, I was engaged to a guy. We both were druggies. I quit. I got clean. He did too. He relapsed one time and he died. It was a horrible situation. We were engaged. I didn't want to live. I was sober. I didn't want to live. I did not want to live, but I, at that point in my life, had given everything to God, right? I'd given every bit of my being to God. So I didn't want to, you know, kill myself. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat myself to death. No lie. I started eating everything. And I I've always had like eating problems. I think that's when my big eating disorders came, because I thought if I had a heart attack, that's not suicide.
But you wanted to die.
Yeah.
But I wanted to die. Was it because you were told that suicide was a sin?
Yes.
So you were told that suicide was a sin, so you're like, I'm going to find another way around this.
Yeah. Work around.
Interesting.
Wow.
Don't put... give me a problem, I'll fix it. I'm just saying.
You work around it.
Yeah, but it didn't change.
It didn't change what I wanted.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It didn't change what the outcome was going to be either.
So is eating too much a sin?
Well, right. I mean... Some people say gluttony is a sin, but it's nowhere in the Bible. Just like cleanliness is next to godliness, it's nowhere in the Bible.
Hmm.
So, you know, here's the thing. I mean, we know the outside, like eating, keeping your body in shape and healthy is good because God gave you this body, you need to take care of it, right? But at the same time, God's word, there's contradictions here and there. The sad part is, it's not actually in God's word, it's in their translation of things, okay? And I'm sure that we could find, like in the Book of Jubilee, which is not in the main biblical Bible that we regularly use, and it was taken out at the Council of Nicaea, I'm sure we could find something that says, thou shalt not kill thyself, right? But it's not going to say that, because when it was written, that's not how they spoke. That was like old English, like William Shakespeare time, who helped translate the Bible, right? So, even that, it's like, how was it translated, right? Like, the translation's so important on little things like suicide versus murder.
Right.
So, when it comes to suicide, if God is love, and that's what I believe He is, and if He gave His only Son to die for our sins, it's hard for me not to think that suicide wasn't one of them.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Here's a train of thought that my mother and I butted heads on a lot, because it's hard for me to accept people, and we talked about this earlier. Well, you didn't know we were, but we'll see. And when I tell you what it is, you're going to be like, what? This is why I don't watch Shameless. Hmm. It's hard for me to say that God loves everybody, including pedophiles. Make sense?
Fair.
That's a pretty fair hard point. One to pick.
That's a hard one to pick, mm-hmm. But He loves everybody. He actually loves the unlovable. Isn't that crazy? Now, there is a thing called reprobate mind, and that's when God pulls away, like, is no longer with you. And I think that people that become pedophiles are reprobate mind.
What is that?
It's when God will pull at your heart till you deny him to the point that he leaves, and that's a reprobate mind.
Is there somewhere in the Bible where it says, when you turn away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Reprobate mind.
Okay. Never heard that term before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talk about it, like, in some of the Mountain Gypsies teachings we do, we talk about reprobate mind. It's a real thing, you know? And you can see it. Oh, God, you can see it. Oh, you can see it. For instance, today, my boys were telling it, my son and his best friend were telling us about another little boy that they play football with that is going to be kicked off the team because he's literally going up to people and wishing death on them. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me to say that a child would be left with a reprobate mind. Could he be just a little rotten turd? Absolutely. But when they're doing it nonstop to people and there's no reason, like, no, not about home life. He's just, where the heck's this come from? Mm-hmm. It's hard to, you know what I mean? So, if a pedophile could be forgiven, and a murderer, and a thief. So, when Christ was on the cross, this is so important. When Christ was on the cross, right?
Yeah.
There was a thief. Was it two thieves or one thief?
I think it was a thief and a murderer.
Okay. Yeah. And he said, if you accept me, I will be with you. Not tomorrow, not in 99 days, not in 72 years. Today in paradise.
Yep. They didn't have to atone. They didn't have to do a whole bunch of rigmarole.
So where is it that it says precisely that? Because what I can tell you is that people that have committed suicide are in such a dark place. If you've never been there, you don't want to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, they... Here's another... like, tidbit to that, to understand the pain. My mom used to say this thing, especially when she found out why I had gotten sober. Because after I realized this is going to take forever, I was 20. I was relatively healthy. I just got to 350 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, which I do have a few pictures of me back then, and I look like something was wrong with me. So there was. My mom sent me to a Christian camp to work for a summer because she thought I was going to have a heart attack and die. And I didn't want to go. She made me go. Mm. I had to quit smoking. I used to smoke. I smoked up until a few years ago. I had to quit smoking, which I really didn't. I just found a group of people that smoked. Y'all met Uncle Cabby, right? He was at my wedding. He had a long beard.
Yeah.
The reason he and I are such good, we all met at this Christian camp.
Oh.
And he and I smoked. So we would run to the river and hide and smoke.
Always finds the workaround.
Always a workaround. Yeah. Nicorette gum.
Yep.
Would keep me through during the day.
Wow.
And then I would do, I would smoke at night. Yeah.
But your mom thought this Christian camp was going to save you.
Was going to save, and it did. I broke my foot in nine, it's the only time I ever broke a bone. Broke my foot in nine places, and I was so fat, we just thought my feet were swelling. We didn't know my foot was broken. So I never wore a boot. I just wore Birkin socks. So, like, by the time I'm 80, my feet are going to be messed up. But, yeah. And that's, like, remember this, that foot. So I thought, it's probably, you know, just get over it, Tess. Because I had no idea. So, yeah. So my mom kind of realized that, and I realized it was, like, that time I wasn't dying yet. I was trying and I wasn't dying. And at the time, my mom had taken a warehouse and made it. She saw it on HGTV. Thank you, reality TV. Where you take a warehouse and turn it into a house. And she did that. So me and my siblings, we all had like 8-foot lofts, right? Mm-hmm. Halfway up. And it would give us like double the room, right? Because the rooms were really narrow. Anyways, mine was the highest loft. It was 12-foot. We had concrete floors because it was a warehouse. So I decided I was going to jump to my death, thinking 12 foot was going to do it. Oh. And I had this huge closet built at the edge of my loft, okay? Huge, right? And it had this big, I had to get on the ladder just to get the shelf and in the closet. But on the closet, I had found a 1970s king-size bedspread that was red velvet. So it looked like a red velvet curtain hanging from a theater. It was gorgeous, okay?
Oh, boy.
I got it at a yard sale for $2. I hate myself every day because I didn't take it with me because it's crushed red velvet and you can't find stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
$2. Walmart. Or, yard sale on G Street in Elizabethan. Okay. I had that. And then above that, I had a big piece of white fabric that hung over. It was very elaborate for a warehouse, okay? Yep. But if you ever see my house, I have drapey things everywhere.
You make it work.
Yeah. Yes. So I had that. Let me tell you what happened. I said, I wrote a letter. I wore an outfit. I got ready. And I thought, if I just dive off, if it's the angle won't. So I just, like,
fell back.
Fall back, right? So I get to the edge. And I have to show you because it's really funny. I get to the edge. I'm laying on my back. And I'm like, okay. And I flip myself over.
Oh, God.
I'm 350 pounds, okay? Flip myself over. And you know what happens? That swag-like thing catches me like a hammock. And I go, oh, shit. And as soon as I said that, it went, whoop. And I hit this, like, Papasan chair underneath it. And I just lay there.
Oh, my God.
And then Mom goes, did you try to kill yourself? And I went, mm-mm. She said, what happened? And I said, and I just started crying. And I told her, and she went, you're going to go work at this camp. And I went through more trials and tribulation into the camp than if I would have just gone on a diet. But I did lose 100 pounds. And then I really got healthy. I also got diagnosed with ADD, and they put me on medicine. That really helped the weight loss. Mm. But I was at a place that was not healthy. I was in a world, in a hole that most people couldn't crawl out of. And God gave me a morbid sense of humor because I flopped myself like a fish into a piece of fabric and swung, and I thought, I'm not that big. Shit, I'm not that big. I can't get myself there. Bam! You know? And thank God that Papasan chair was there to catch me, because God only knows what... I mean, I probably would have broke my back.
Yeah.
So it was a horrible place to be. So do I... And I'm not just saying this because I've tried to... No, honey, no. I'm telling you, I have had a number of friends commit suicide. It's horrible. Because two of them, I was the last person they talked to. And you go back to your head over and over, if there was been something I could have said, what could I have done? Yeah. And honestly, that's one of the reasons I went into counseling, because I thought I had done wrong. Right? Yeah. What I learned long after that was there was nothing. I would have never had any magic words for their situation, because I was right there with them, if that makes sense. Okay? Like, yeah. I wasn't on the other side of it. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, suicide is, and this is what my mom told me when I did all that. Suicide is a long-term fix for a temporary issue.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the equivalent of, and this is going to sound bizarre, getting a splinter in your hand and cutting it off.
It doesn't feel like that in the moment,
though. It never feels like that in a moment. Yeah. But never knew.
But it really is true.
It is absolutely true. Absolutely. And I think it's one of the hardest pills to swallow, because there's, you know, it's so weird. I had a conversation with my husband recently about, do you ever just think about driving your car off the side of the mountain?
Right. Intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. Absolutely. Yeah. That's all it is. And he said, no.
He doesn't have that?
And I thought, my husband's partially deaf. Right? Okay. And I thought, whether people want to believe this or not, this is the biggest sign of spiritual warfare, because he can't hear certain octaves.
Frequencies.
And certain frequencies, so therefore he can't hear the little things whispering in his ear.
Oh, wow. How amazing would that be?
Because I do feel like every person I've asked that
ever
question
in my
to,
life.
Yeah.
I don't know one person other than him.
Mine is like when there's a curve, and I'm like, what if I just don't turn the wheel?
Yes! I've done the same thing.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I have lots of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
Mine's more just like, what if I were to, into a semi, just kind of like coming the other way.
That's all normally of these, mine. All of these.
Yeah.
We were in Kitty Hawk. Where's that long pier in Kildevil Hills? Or like Outer Banks? Kitty Hawk? Is there one in Kitty Hawk?
There's one in Kitty Hawk and one in Kildevil Hills. I think it's Kitty Hawk is what.
One of them you can drive almost on it.
Okay. Probably Kitty Hawk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because the one in Kildevil Hills, there's a building.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I remember thinking, a long drive off a short pier. That's all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I was like, what? The kids were in the car, just get out of here. You know? Is that not bizarre? Anyways, so we all have intrusive thoughts, and when they pile up and we feel like there's no hope, it, as silly as it sounds, like if you got an ingrown toenail, would you cut your whole foot off?
No. No.
And that's what it is. It's a permanent fix for a temporary situation. And if you're like, wait a minute, I've dealt with depression in my whole life. My parents have tortured me. I've been sexually abused my whole life. I'm so sorry. Please hear me when I say I'm so sorry. But depression can be fixed. Sometimes it's a vitamin deficiency. And I know that's like going, oh yeah, you want to give me a Band-Aid for a gaping hole? No. But sometimes it's a vitamin deficiency. Sometimes it's a hormone imbalance.
Yeah.
And for a second, and... Hey guys, mom's off her diet. We done had Pizza Hut.
Wendy's,
and now where's it going to Pals? She's the priest. Sorry guys, my kids got the mic for a second. Just playing, that was me and Morgan being silly. Okay, no, but for real, depression is absolutely real. And it seriously, I'm 40 years old, and because of that stint of me like trying to eat myself to death, it did develop worse eating orders than I'd already had horrible eating disorders growing up. I did the starvation diets of the late 90s, early 2000s. Mom, I was on diet pills at a very, very young age, probably illegal, but you name it, I tried it, and I'm was what 39 when I had this massive surgery to fix what I had done when I was 20 in a moment, looking back, I think it was like 6 months, but it was just a blink of the eye now, right? Like that's nothing now. So I know that like when people think about hormones, they think there's no way in Seven Hills of Sunday that can affect whether I want to live or die. I know when people think about like serotonin levels, which can be regulated with like magnesium that you get over the counter, you don't think about that causing you all that. So if it's okay, Danielle,
yeah,
can we talk about one of the reasons your marvelous husband saw our sign in Kill Devil Hills and was like, you got to talk to these hosts?
We can. I might cry through it, but yes,
it's okay. We're here. We've got Kleenex. I keep eyeballing it. It's over there.
Yes, we can
talk Morgan about to it. The rescue.
Thank bah, bah, bah. You, Morgan. Yeah, I think it's super important. We need to talk about it. So
yeah,
absolutely. We can talk about it.
So when Eric, your husband, came yes. home to you and said, honey, I want you to check out these women, why would he just random gypsies that have a purple pink sign with hands like healing somebody?
On a teal building yes. out of nowhere.
In the middle of the Outer Banks.
Yeah.
Why, how desperate were you? What was going on?
Yeah, so I was in a really, really dark place. I was to the point where the panic attacks were pretty much every hour, let alone what? Like every 30 minutes.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, oh no, I was having a panic attack all the time, like sitting at work, driving to work. Like I could not function. I had been to the hospital twice, and my resting heart rate was like in the 250s or something like that. And the doctor said, no idea what was going on. And they didn't test my hormones. I will tell you that ahead of time. I had been dealing with some hyperthyroidism, but, you know, they were telling me all kinds of things. Like it was the early onset of MS or I,
that's so great. That is, you know, you are not my only person I've worked with that has been told that.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
And this was from, I went to urgent care, and they were telling me this. GERD, they told me that.
GERD!
They told me that it was GERD.
GERD, hold the door!
I know, right? They told me, I'm trying to think, I had to get, like, heart scans, I had to get a CAT scan, I had to get...
Did you do the stress test?
I didn't do the stress test.
Did anybody ask if it was, like... suggest mental illness or anything, psychological therapy, anything?
They said anxiety, but they were like, this is extreme enough that we feel like there has to be something else going on. It's not just anxiety.
Thank goodness they did that.
Thank God. But like Eric and I, like we didn't even have a relationship at that point. Like I was basically just, I had already shut off, and my form of solace was sitting in a dark room and like just kind of staring at a wall. And, like, he was like, something is terribly wrong. And he had no idea what to do, because he hadn't really ever dealt with
that
before.
Prior to that point, you were very vibrant.
Very vibrant. Yeah, when we had first met, oh my gosh, I was, like, we would do everything together. We would go out. We would have fun. Like, I had never thought I would ever, I didn't understand depression. before that. I had no idea what depression was. I thought that if people just went and sat outside and got some sunlight, they were going to be fine, and like that would cure depression, right? So this was a whole new thing for me. I had no idea who to talk to. The doctors were like, we're not helping, but I was calling into Teladoc every day to tell them about these symptoms. The only way I could sleep is if Eric had his hand on my heart, because like I thought it was going to just, I was going to die in the middle of me sleeping. And yeah. I was like, hey, if my heart stops, take me to the hospital. It was crazy.
So you thought it was really heart issues?
I thought it was heart issues.
I do remember like when you and I was like, this girl ain't got heart issues. She about to blow up from anxiety.
Yeah.
I think I called Morgan and was like, listen, there's this new person. Her name's Danielle. She talks really fast and a lot, but it's okay. She's going through anxiety. And she went, okay. Like that, honestly, and I think because of your mom and everything your mom went through and all the weird, wonky ass diagnosis, and then your mom working with us and going, I'm going to eat. I'm going to change the thing. And now your mom's, like, not bedridden and has a vibrant life, you know? Yeah. I think that we give people those extra set of glasses to look at things in a different scenario.
Yeah, a 360 view of what's going on.
And it was crazy because it just came out of, in my mind, the freaking blue. Like, it was like there was a switch that happened one day, and my being, my body, my mind just went, like, and, like, a whole 180. And I didn't even know how to function anymore. So I was at a point where I was like, if I'm just going to keep having panic attacks every day, like, what's the point? Like, I don't want to live that. I don't want to live that life. So if I'm just going to be here, why not just not be here?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of the point it got to. So that's why I talked about Reiki a couple of times with Eric, because there were a couple of times when I was younger that I had gotten Reiki done. And when he saw the sign for a healer, he came home. I don't know what exactly prompted him. He just saw this sign out of nowhere on his drive home, and he came home. He said, hey, I know you've like talked about Reiki. I know you've talked about healing. There's this teal building down the street, literally like 3 minutes. I don't know how you didn't see it when you were driving to work, but they got a new sign on, you know, their building that says healer. It's got hands. I think you should check it out. And I was like, at this point, the doctors can't heal me. There's nothing you can do for me. There's nothing anybody can do for me. I don't really know. He's like, maybe you should just message them, or like just stop by or whatever.
Well, we have that sign somewhere in our mountain, by
really?
The way. Yeah.
I was thinking about getting a tattoo. I'm not going to lie. The hands tattoo. Because it just meant so much. Like, that, I don't know. I will say, like, that sign, him, you guys, God saved my life completely. Because I don't think I would be here, to be honest.
If it wasn't you started working with mom.
Yep.
Mom got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Yes.
She died.
Yep. Within 6 months.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then it took you, what, like another 6 months to get in contact with me because the person you were going through.
There was a delay. And I, it was.
So the first time we talked, I didn't have a voice.
Yep.
But I was talking. It was hard to understand.
I tried real hard. Yes.
But you got the gist of it.
I did.
And shortly after that, I started taking allergy shots and found out I was allergic to a lot of things. Like a lot of things.
So you took medicine for something that was wrong with you?
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Didn't go to hell for it. I mean, I'm still alive, so I might be in hell. Who knows? But and then we started working with her, and the first time we did Reiki online, and then the first time we met, she had a full blown panic attack in the middle of Mountain Magic One, which is a class I teach, and maybe we should do an episode on all the levels of all the classes I teach.
Yeah.
But she full-blown panic attack, and I said, why are you breathing that way? I can't breathe this, but we're talking. Mm-hmm. And she went, what? Like, it was like, there was like this fake thing about her, but she wasn't fake. But yeah, I'm like, why are you breathing like that? Mm-hmm. And you know, I usually ask to touch somebody, and I grabbed, why are you breathing that way? Yeah. I can't stop, but she would stop to talk. Like, we got a phone call while we were doing this episode that my sister's going through something, God love her heart, and I'm going to come after the people, don't worry. They fired her without just cause, right? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I fear with DEI not active right now, they might get away with it. Nevertheless, that mean I won't still fight it. And she was like, God, like, that's how Danielle was breathing the first time she had a panic attack in front of me. And I said, why are you doing it? She went, I don't know. No breath in between that. And then, and I was like, this bitch is crazy. Like,
yes.
And I don't think she even caught it. And I went, you just spoke to me. And she went, I did. And she just like, whoop, the breathing stopped. And she couldn't. And I said, all right, let's focus on our breath. And we started, like, you can control that. And she's like, I can't. And it was almost like realizing the power. That being said, you did have some hormonal things that needed to be checked out. Endocrinologist shit.
Yeah.
finding out. Now everything's a little bit more regulated.
For sure.
So yeah. It was working energy work, doing breath work, meditation, and medication.
Yes. Yeah, definitely, like, making sure that I knew my levels were at a place where they were balanced, mm-hmm. getting on the right medication, the right dose of medication, seeing what worked together well, and now it's so much better. But it was like, no one had come to me before you all and said, like, maybe it's these things.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a little change. Maybe some vitamin D. Maybe some magnesium.
I think I told you, I said, you need to go in and ask for a full blood panel.
Yes. Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody has ever heard the story. I don't know if I've told you guys this or not. When I was in high school, there was a kid, and he had, so special needs children when I was in high school were 300. We had pods. It was like a little spider's leg with a circle.
Is a school building?
Yes.
Yeah.
And each, like, you had the English pod, the history pod, the math pod, right? And the 300 pod, all the room, like, the 500 pod was English or whatever, and the 800 pod was, actually, that was English, and 500 pod was history. 300 pod was special needs. All okay. The special needs classes were. Okay. And home ec, which I don't know why, but whatever. Okay. So he was 300 pod. He was special needs. I don't know if that school's still like that, but it's just how it was when I was there. But he was special needs enough to know that he was special, which is heartbreaking. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Anyways, years and years later, I had come out publicly with my gifts, and I was at a monster truck rally, because I love them, with one of my friends from high school, and it happened to be this in particular guy, I can't remember his name, he had a crush on her, and like she went to prom with him kind of thing.
Aww.
Anyways, so he came up and he was talking, he said, what do you guys do now? And she said, well, I still work at the same place I worked in high school. She still works there to this day. I don't know, I'm not gonna say her name, she's better. And he said, what about you? And I said, she goes, she's a healer, because she was making fun of me. And I said, well, I work in like holistic things. And he went, really? She said, yeah, she's studying to be a preacher. And I wasn't ordained yet, I was studying to be a preacher. And she said, he went, listen, my whole life I've lived this way. And he said, about five or six years ago, I went to a big tent revival. Do y'all know what a big tent revival is?
Yep.
Okay. And a prophetic preacher came up to me, and they were praying, and they all had their hands on me, and he said, you have a vitamin deficiency. And they went and got a full blood panel. He had a vitamin deficiency, was born with it. If he would have had it from the day of birth, he would have never been special needs.
Wow.
Get cold chills every
that's
time.
Crazy.
So the moment the parents realized that he didn't act normal, they took him to the doctor, but they never did a vitamin panel. So anytime anybody has, before you do anything, I do not care, you get a full blood panel. Mm-hmm. Because if it's cancer, your blood panel is going to say that. If it's a vitamin deficiency, your blood panel is going to say, you have to have a full blood. And I told Danielle, I said, get a full blood panel before you do anything.
Yeah.
And if they're like, well, there's no way to say, I need this for my own sanity.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, we pay them to take care of us.
Yeah, crazy concept. But yeah, thank God they didn't give me a whole lot of pushback, because I just made a yearly physical and they were able to do it. But yeah, there were a couple of things that were off. Potassium levels and then the vitamin D deficiency.
Which will kill you. I don't know if you know that. And vitamin D deficiency will put you in a mental institution.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it was borderline. Like, so thank God, made some changes and felt a whole lot better very quickly after.
Yeah.
Very quickly after.
But do you think because of those deficiencies you'll end up in hell?
No.
So tell me why killing oneself in a moment of despair would send you to hell. That's my thoughts on it, Morgan. It's heartbreaking that people tell other people that. Especially when they tell people that lost somebody.
Yeah. And that's one of the Reddit stories that I was reading, was this woman was reaching out saying, hey, my aunt told me that my cousin's gonna, that they killed themselves and that they're in hell now. And what do you get? Like, she was seeking somebody to tell her that wasn't true.
Lord, let's tag her in the podcast or something.
For sure.
In the Reddit.
Put the link in the comments.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
heavy shit.
And nobody talks about it. So this was a double-edged question, right?
Yes.
Double-edged. Did you like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Two sides to it. You said, what do we do if we know somebody having thoughts?
Yeah.
So legally, as a human, you don't have to be licensed, okay? You don't have to be a counselor. You know, as a massage therapist, you're considered, like, hands-on, right? Mm-hmm. You don't have to be licensed, but you are. I'm licensed. Legally, if someone says that, we know it's not. Even though you shouldn't joke in that matter, we know it's not that. By law, we have to report it. We have to call the police, okay? Don't think I haven't done it. I've done it a lot. One incident, there was a person... I used to run around with a bunch of people in North Carolina. We'll say that. And one of the girls was hung up on a guy, and she was being very dramatic. And we were like, dude, just chill. And she said, she texted someone else, I'm going to kill myself. We called. She wouldn't answer. We called again. And they said, you're on speakerphone. Everybody's here. She knew I was counselor and therapist. She knew what I did. They said, Tess is here. They said, are you serious? She said, I've got a bunch of pills right here. I walked away with my phone and said, hey, this is the address. Go. She was furious with me. You cannot do that. You cannot tell some, okay? You don't have to be licensed. So if you have a friend that's going through a hard time and they're saying, I'm going to kill myself, you call 911, okay? If you are the person is it 999 or 888?
I think it's 999.
999. Yeah. You call that number, and that is a suicide hotline, and they will help you through that. And they will get you where, even if you don't have insurance, this is free. This is all free, okay? And if you don't have insurance and you're suicidal, by law, they have to treat you at the hospital. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to pay the bill. I mean, this is one reason the Big Beautiful Bill Act, everybody's freaking out about. But at the present time, because most of the Big Beautiful Bill Act doesn't actually kick in, I know this isn't about politics, so don't give me that look, but it doesn't actually kick in until 2026, and by that time, everybody's pretty sure that the House and everything's going to be overturned to Democratic, so this bill will be canceled. That's our prayer. Okay. Anyways, up until that point, you can still get state-provided Medicaid, Medicare. Okay? So, reach out if you're that person. But if you, Morgan, have somebody and you can sleep, that I think it's more the thing. Because if they're saying they're going to, you call, you do not doubt. Like, you do not question it. It is better to call and have somebody go, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Then that's not illegal. Like, if you call the police and say, somebody's robbing my house, and they get here, nobody's robbing your house, and you're like, hey, big boys, that's illegal. Okay. But in false police report, it's actually a charge. But if somebody says, I want to die, I'm going to kill myself, and they tell you how, dude, do not delay. You know what I mean? Like, call.
I wish I'd known that sooner. I had whenever I was 16, I had a friend text me a goodbye letter.
And did you know that's what it was?
Yeah, I knew what it was, but I didn't know what to do, and it was literally, like, I didn't know where she was exactly, but I called her parents, and they didn't answer, and I didn't know what to do. I just didn't do anything. I stayed up, like, what the fuck? I feel bad about it, but she didn't die. She went to the hospital, and her mom yelled at me for it.
Why?
Because I didn't call the hospital. Because I didn't know. I didn't know.
Well, most people don't.
Yeah.
Most people think that you have to be a cop, a EMS, nurse, counselor, therapist. As in a massage therapist, you're supposed to have a course. Okay? They usually breeze through it because they're like, oh, it's a suicide stuff. And they don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to talk about it because, you know, and here's the thing, though. I'm sure that you felt like you had blood on your hands even though she didn't die. Mm-hmm. You didn't. No. You were 16.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you could have asked your mother and she probably been like, we need to call the police. But that, even, I'd say even in your mom's generation, they didn't call the police for that. You know, they didn't really have ambulances and stuff till the 70s.
Really?
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I learned that from the show The Pit. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And it started in Pittsburgh. That show's about Pittsburgh.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, the point is, you call. It is better to call and have an ambulance go out than nothing be wrong.
Yeah.
Because if you're one, you know, people are like, well, they were just doing it to get attention. Well, they got it. And I'm telling you, that kind of attention is not wanted.
No.
When you get hit with that kind of attention, it hurts.
Yeah.
If you are somebody that's going through it, you can reach out to each and every one of us. We are here. We will do anything and everything. On multiple occasions, all across the United States, I've been called in, and I have been people's last hope. all across the United States. I might not be there. I might be 12, 14, 24 hours away, and I've had people there within 5 minutes. Do not hesitate me in my web of people, okay?
Do not doubt.
I promise you, I have literally worked with counselors all across the country. I will do it again. I do not care. If you need me, you need Morgan, you need Danielle, you let us know. And honestly, there was someone that I love very, very much that sent me a letter, and I went, if this is what I think it is, I'm going to have to make a call. And they said, what do you think it is? I said, a suicide note. And they said, if you feel that need. And I called, and they answered, and they were all hysterical, just absolutely through the roof hysterical. And while I was on the phone with them, my mother was alive. I got them breathing regularly, got their heartbeat calmed down, and Mom called someone to go in and get them. And they were there within literally 5 or 10 minutes. Wow. And they were sent to a facility and got the help they need. And they're perfectly fine now. And it was a momentary thing. Yeah. And they know that. There was one in California we did that with, one in Arizona. Mom would be on the phone and I would be calling. I mean, things happen. And sometimes you feel like the only people that are there for you. And I know this sounds crazy and bonkers, but my mom and I had a podcast for so many years. And so many, I mean, we did like 3 episodes a week sometimes. When you hear somebody's voice and you feel comfort in it, sometimes you feel like that's the only person you can. One of the people that reached out to us was in, I think one of them was from California. We talked to them on a regular basis now because we became friends. But they reached out to us and they didn't have anybody. I mean, they did have people in their life, but didn't have anybody they felt like was in their life. So we got it taken care of. So you reach out to people that have a web of friends. And if you feel like you don't have that, if you're listening to this podcast, you have that with us. And we love you guys. We want to know how y'all feel about this. If you've had somebody pass, I know this is a sad subject, right? But it's something that does need to be talked about. Yeah. It is something we do need to, you know, because for Morgan, I knew there was a deeper reason she had this question, because this is hard. And you probably carried the weight around thinking you did something wrong since you were 16. And you did nothing wrong, because they don't tell you these things.
Yeah.
And you didn't do anything wrong. You called her parents. That's what any 16-year-old would do. Because I will say that when you're 16, there is a fear of calling the police.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know that you, in the state of Tennessee, they just passed a bill. If you can call the police if you're being cyberbullied and the person doing it, they look for the proof. But if they're doing it, they lose their license for a year.
Wow. Really?
It's a new law that just passed July 1st.
Wow.
I mean, it went into effect July 1st. It passed last year.
Huh.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Yeah. I mean, they have to have the proof. If there's no, like, cyberbullying and no ask, then they... But, yeah.
Cyberbullying is real.
Yeah.
It is.
It's real bad.
I mean, I've never... I've had clients that have dealt, but I've personally never... Because I like just to block people. Because I don't care. And they didn't have social media when I was in high school, so, you know.
Yeah. But there's a grooming in it, too.
Apparently, yes. Yeah. I understand that. I've taken the classes on understanding.
Really?
Yeah, because it's real, but I've never...
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing, but I've never... like had. I don't have firsthand experience with it, but I have dealt with it, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, guys, find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. Why do I keep saying Snapchat?
I do not Maybe want Snapchat.
I have a Snapchat, but I don't feel like y'all want to see my score. Okay, let's go back. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram at SomeSamGifted. You can find us privately. Reach out to us at SomeSamGifted@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook at Tessera Lee McKittrick. Love you guys. I hope that you all know that you are loved and you are worthy, and this is just a temporary thing. So if you need us, reach out. Talk to you next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.